This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Alex Jones, the cure to fake news. Coming to you live from Austin, Texas.
Ladies and gentlemen, wow, this Thursday, the eighth day of February 2018, is kicking off with a bang. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 450 plus points down as we speak. And so much more is also unfolding on the economic front as the globalists go into absolute, complete, and total high gear trying to shut this economy down. We've also got fake news alert. The story's on newswars.com. And as soon as I read it, I just asked Kit, one of the editors, to change the headlines. It's not strong enough. It's fake news, MSM, Trump, and influx of Russians attend national prayer breakfast. CNN singles out 60 Russians out of 3,800 people. But then we looked at who was there leading the delegation of Russians. It's the woman funded by George Soros, on record, the Russian Playboy model, who is funded by Soros and is running against Putin. So that's next level. Soros-funded group, and they admit of the prominent people there, they're all anti-Putin and anti-Trump. They then show up, and the media doesn't even tell people that, oh, by the way, this is the opposition to Putin. That's how stupid they think you are. So I said, change the headline to fake news. Soros-funded Russians attend prayer breakfast to embarrass the president and don't report, that's the subheadline, and failed to report that the prominent Russians that reportedly were going are anti-Putin, running against Putin. You cannot make that level of deception up. It's just only happens in the real world. Truth is stranger than fiction. Now, that said, I knew when I saw this a few days ago when Trump said he wants a military parade to honor our military, that he was baiting the military, leftists and the globalists to then show their real colors and attack the military. Just like whenever he goes after the NFL, for not kneeling, they show their true colors. He's totally and completely trolled them in a massive, massive, massive way. But then I remembered, I said, didn't Drudge call for a military parade? And then this morning I saw the headlines where they had pointed that out. Matt Drudge last year on May 9th said Trump needs a military parade like in Russia. We haven't had it since 1991. And the whole point is we're supposed to be ashamed of the military, supposed to hate the military. I'm not saying worship the military, but if the globalists are trying to demoralize our country, make us hate our military, hate our police, hate our local governments, which is admittedly in the WikiLeaks, so they can come in with their leftist overthrow, and then you'll really have a military problem with leftists controlling it. It'll be in your streets. It's incredible. I mean, I wrote a book in modern history on being concerned about the military being used for domestic control because the military alerted me to it. That Clinton and Obama and others were trying to massively gear up to use them against gun owners and others. The media spun it that I was anti-U.S. military. When it couldn't be further from the truth, I was against our military being taken control of by bad folks. So, they're trying to kill nationalism. They're trying to kill esprit de corps. They're trying to kill any type of national honor or pride. The Ninth Circuit rules you can't wear American flags in California schools. It's a hate symbol. The answer is do what they don't like. Go back to that other end. You're nowhere near the extreme of some right-wing military dictatorship like they're now saying. And when we come back, Tiananmen Square, ladies and gentlemen, Democrats are saying if there is a military parade, they're going to lay out in front of the tanks and trucks and men and women like they're fighting a communist regime. No, in Tiananmen Square, again, the people were fighting a communist regime. You are the communist and the globalist fighting an American free market regime. Show. It's all coming up on this big Thursday global transmission. We're going to have wide open phones. We're going to watch the stock market and play clips from Trump's big prayer breakfast and more. I'm Alex Jones. We're in an information war. Please spread all the links and live feeds to the four winds. I want to plow into all of this. Then I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday, the 8th day of February 2018. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Remember June 5th, 1989? The Communist News Network covered the Communist Chinese government crushing a student peaceful uprising, calling for free speech and calling for free market reforms and religious freedom in China, where peaceful Christians and Buddhists are held in captivity by the millions and their organs sold. For simply calling for that to stop, thousands were machine gunned and run over with tanks. We can pull up some of that graphic footage, but I think I'll spare the viewers and listeners. 2 days ago, President Trump came out and announced that he was going to call for a military parade. That's why they really hate Trump, because Matt Drudge had that idea last year, pushed it, and I know for a fact that's what made Trump even think of it. And see, it's the access that the people have. If you get a letter to Trump, or if he reads something on Drudge or InfoWars and he thinks it makes sense, he'll look into it and he'll do it. Just like he learned from InfoWars that Sheriff Joe was under indictment and then had been convicted by a judge alone and was going to prison. He made some phone calls, couldn't believe it. He said, why hasn't that been on Fox? He found out it was true and he did it. And the White House admitted, yeah, they got the information from Dr. Jerome Corsi, who hand-delivered it to the White House and got it through to the president. They hate that type of access, you see, because normally it's big globalist boards. It's big globalist boards that decide everything, and then it's given in policy, and those boards are all in control. Those multinationals hand down the directive, the think tanks come up with how to deploy the policy, and then goes back to the boards, and then back to the think tanks to be codified and put out in reports. And then those reports are adopted as the global system policy. With Trump, it's what makes sense. An old lady hands him a news clipping, you know, in a line taking photos, or he gets a news article from alternative news, checks into it, finds out it's true. He does something. He's real. He's not an elitist. And that's what they hate. Now, why did I start the broadcast with Tiananmen Square? The left on CNN, I know it's been mentioned in the Washington Post, I've seen video clips by leftist activists online, one of them is on InfoWars.com, are saying, we're going to lay out like Tiananmen Square in front of the tanks. Well, number one, those were students fighting communists and globalists and elitists. That's what you're supporting. So the students died and got run over and machine gunned to be able to demonstrate peacefully in the supposed People's Square. I mean, you notice nobody's in that square now when those tanks came in, because they'd kill you if you were. There's a famous image of the man standing in front of the tank. But as soon as nightfall fell, those were local tanks that knew the locals. They had brought people in from a province 800 miles away, and it took them time to get down there. And boy, when they got there early that next morning, when the first trucks got there, they started machine gunning everybody. And they climbed in those tanks that the locals wouldn't drive over people, and they ran over whole families. You can go watch the raw footage on YouTube. You got a stomach for it. So now they're saying they've got at least 13 people signed up to lay in front of tanks. So, A, these were people protesting peacefully, a murderous communist regime. And now you're communists in America protesting a parade for the military. Our military isn't coming to conquer us and run us over in the streets. If we had one of these parades, it's to provoke you and show how anti-American you are and how much you hate this country and how much you hate the military. So, A, you're being chumped by Trump. You don't think the ultimate troll for goodness, Trump didn't know you're going to have convulsions over a military parade, and we're going to have it, and you rats are going to go out there. No need to stage a false flag. You'll probably bomb it. Not this particular Ern Merkoni, but others. Other leftists and Antifa are calling for violence, calling for shooting cops. CNN said when cops are getting killed, they said, well, they better clean their act up. They deserve it. And, of course, even Politico now understands and admits it's political genius that he has trolled them massively. And you've got all these college dwellers, all these lazy, stupid, foppish, sycophantic, candy-butted pseudo-intellectuals sitting in the midst of this big, rotting, free market bazaar that they're trying to completely destroy so they can live like they do in Venezuela. I hear it's a nice time in Venezuela right now. So imagine the leftists are saying, don't have your parade. You can't have it. CNN, MSNBC are saying it's horrible. It's fascism. Oh, he's like North Korea. And, oh, this is a show of force, a force of domination. We need to oppose it. But meanwhile, when I tried to get into the inauguration, for 3 hours, we couldn't get in. They were beating up men, women, and children. The Antifa and the Black Lives Matter, who were about 99% white, by the way. I'm just telling you, that's the fact. But they weren't at the VIP area. You could get in real easy there. So I just said, well, let's go to the VIP area, even though it's on the other end. And then CNN said nobody was there because it took hours to get in because they blocked the entrances. And they showed that image saying nobody's there. Again, that's the total deception. But once people got in, it was a record crowd. Everything is a lie with these people. In Tiananmen Square, the people were opposing communism, authoritarianism. Trump isn't going to have his parade to occupy cities. It's a parade to honor the veterans, their families, those that have fallen, those that have been wounded, those that have been maimed, those that have been disabled. And it's about Americanism and nationalism. We, the people, are taking back control of our country from the globalists, from the multinational authoritarianism. But then you see the type of people that block and spit on our reporters and attack me and everything else in New York at the women's marches a few weeks ago and at other events. Let's roll some of that, either as B-roll or with audio if it's bleeped. Of these folks, how they act, they can have their parades and nobody stops them. Women dress up as giant vaginas simulating sex acts on each other in front of children. That's on screen right now if you're a TV viewer. This is going on, but, oh, we can't have the military parade because people like this are going to come block it and then spit on everybody and run around acting like a bunch of miscreants. It's a celebration of being idiots. It's a celebration of being morons. It's a celebration of being fools. And everything they claim they oppose is what they are. Cussing and spitting and yelling at our female and male reporters, physically attacking them, acting completely mentally ill, not as a small group of the overall group, full-grown men running over and sticking their butts in the face of Millie and farting into the microphone in front of their wives. Just, it's all about infantile behavior, arrested development, people living in this big, open, free system and then using that against it and then hating the very thing like mentally ill toddlers that have taken a huge dose of PCP. So here's activist Ern Merkoni calls for people to lay in front of tanks as if they're Tiananmen Square, as if they have the same courage because the tanks are coming to kill them and the trucks are coming with the soldiers with the rifles. No, you're coming to block our free speech. Just like the Chinese communist tankers were. You are the people in the tanks, and our military is to stop you when you have your violent uprisings and try to enslave us. Let's play that clip.
This is becoming an authoritarian state, and we need a grassroots effort today. If you can see what I've been posting over the last few hours is that journalists, politicians, and anti-war movement groups are starting to build up the worrying, build up the story, build up the tension. We have to turn this into a three-day story. And what I want people to do is to commit, just like I will, that we would go to Washington, D.C. if such a crazy, insane act occurred, and we would lay down in front of the tanks, just like the heroes and the courageous students did in China in 1989. They need to hear our voices. This isn't clickbait for the media. This
is stop right something there. The tanks were coming to stop free speech. You're trying to block free speech. The tanks aren't coming to conquer. It's a parade. You're not just like the people in Tiananmen Square. You're just like the communists that ordered those tanks out. And, of course, that's the stuff you promote at the universities. You are the problem. You are the cancer. You are the enemy. You will be defeated.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Xenia Sobchak is the Russian Playboy model who's running for president against Putin, and she reportedly attended the prayer breakfast we're going to play some excerpts of in the next segment. And they said, oh, look, there's Russians everywhere because Trump's a Russian. And then you read the prominent Russians that came. They're all a bunch of Soros Open Society-funded people where they've spent billions of dollars of State Department and Soros money that he swindled from different countries, manipulating currencies to try to overthrow Russia. But if you're literate about who's who, it's incredible. But if you turn on ABC or CBS or NBC, yesterday and today, it's dun, dun, dun. There's a whole bunch of Russians at the event. What's going on? Thoughts you're not working with Russians. But then right next to it, the same publications like Newsweek, they'll admit that Putin's opposition, but also against Trump because they don't want peace, the Soros lady, is going to the breakfast and did go to the breakfast. TV presenter known as the Russian Paris Hilton and Putin's presidential rival has been invited to Trump's national prayer breakfast. Reportedly, she attended. So again, they previously admitted who she was. They still admit she's the opposition, that others are opposition, but they still run with headlines saying, whoa, a lot of eyebrows getting raised, a lot of Russians. This is the stunt they pull. And then you see the left foaming at the mouth, saying they're going to attack the veterans parade that President Trump has announced. That they're going to lie down in front of the tanks because they're heroes like the people in Tiananmen Square. When again, the people in Tiananmen Square were fighting communism peacefully, saying we're not allowed to demonstrate. We are going to demonstrate. It was a student, peaceful demonstration that ended in thousands and thousands killed and thousands then arrested and sent to prison or executed. Fighting leftist anti-free speech authoritarianism. It is the left at college campuses across this country that first started banning words like the N-word out of literature that was actually against racism and then moved on now to Martin Luther King because he said all God's children, black, white, yellow, red and brown. They said, well, where's the trans? Where's the... You've got to remove Martin Luther King's speech off the wall. Oh, we don't want masculine images of the football team in the sports athletic mural. Take that down because it shows masculine men, toxic masculinity, and it shows toxic femininity, as they call it. The stereotypes of a woman with full breasts, small waist, full hips. They're assaulting classical feminism. They're assaulting classical male prowess. All of this is about these movements taking control of every subgroup and every strata and then dictating what it is to be a man or a woman. And I know I said yesterday that I would get to this. And I will get to it at the bottom of the next hour, breaking down. We've decoded exactly what this whole program is about, and it's the end of human biology. And they are now going into high gear basically admitting this entire program. That's what's so interesting now, is they're admitting the plan, going, transgenderism is going to make us have less kids. Well, that's always been the plan. I know the runoff in the water is good. It's making us have less kids. It is a directed program. There it is. College wants to censor Martin Luther King. I have a dream speech. Here's why. Yeah, they're taking down his murals. They're taking down his speeches. They're taking down quotes off the walls. It's happening everywhere. Oh, this hall is called Lynch Hall. We want that name taken off. It's scary because it reminds us of lynching. Total mental illness. And then they do change the name of it. Not because the schools are scared. They're the ones creating the mental illness. They're the ones creating the war on language, the war on debate, the war on free speech, the war on ideas. And so think about this again. You've got leftists on CNN, MSNBC, everywhere, saying Trump's an authoritarian for wanting to have a military parade. Or Trump's a North Korean. Or Trump's a fascist. But now you've got Democrats coming out saying, no, we're going to be heroes and go attack it and block the tanks. When it's not tanks coming to crush people's free speech at the university that was off of Tiananmen Square, like the communists did, it's a celebration for those that have fought and those that have died. They also show once a year V-Day parades. What is it, May 9th in Russia? For the 20 million Russians that died, but 20-something percent or more of their population, in World War II, 22 million Germans died. That was well over a third of their population. And they show every year Putin having the Victory Day, May 9th. They show it and go, look, he's got a parade threatening us. Putin's got a parade threatening us when the French and the Mexicans and the South Africans, everybody else has military parades. People have parades for the police. They have them for fire departments. They have them to raise money for little kids. They have them for everything. Having a military doesn't make you fascist or communist. Having a fascist or communist government makes you that. It's like saying if we have police, they're all bad because police are corrupt in some areas of Latin America or Asia or Africa. So in Russia, it's called the Patriotic War, and almost everybody lost family or large parts of their family or whole families. And so most people living have grandparents or great-grandparents that were killed in the war. So it's called the Great Patriotic War because Russia did 90% of the fighting in World War II. Doesn't take away from the Marines and the U.S. took care of the Pacific and what happened in Europe, but the 90% of fighting the Nazis was the Russians. That was the big war in Russia. That's where almost all the Germans died. You can look it up. That's where almost all the Russians died. It was in Russia and in Germany. That's where the big fighting happened. Yes, the U.S. and England drove the Russians out of North Africa. My dad's dad was part of that. There was heavy fighting going into Italy. Heavy fighting. Hundreds of, was 600,000 something, you know, U.S.? I'm going from memory, died. Big war. Not as big as our Civil War. That killed millions. But for Russia, it's 20-plus times the number of troops lost that we lost. So our media then, I'm not defending Russia, I'm defending the truth. That's what Victory Day is, not what our media says. It shows how it's all lies. They send the lady running against Putin. They send the lady running against Putin to the prayer breakfast to say, look, he's a Russian. Trump's a Russian because he's got people there. This is the deception. This is the manipulation. And now the very universities that are bringing in Soviet-style or communist-Chinese-style censorship and bans on free speech, saying no demonstrations for conservatives and no white day at the school and kicking the professors out and true Maoist-like stuff, they're the ones coming like Tiananmen Square and shutting down the free speech in the square. And now they take a communist event like Tiananmen Square and conflate it and project it onto Trump if he has a parade or if Russia has a parade, when it's the very people that love Tiananmen Square and the crushing of free speech, the American left that are allied with the communist Chinese that are engaging in this entire operation.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract. It gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the InfoWars.com studios.
It just hit me today like a ton of bricks. Hit me so hard. And I was thinking about the hypocrisy of leftists in this country with Antifa hitting people in the head with bike locks, stabbing people, bombing things, attacking their cars, spitting on my reporters, dumping coffee on my head, CNN having them on saying violence is good against the right wing. It just hit me that they are like the communist Chinese at Tiananmen Square in 1989 when they go out and engage in violence to stop our free speech anytime libertarians, conservatives, Trump supporters, you name it, try to have an event. Antifa even comes out with AK-47s in Austin and won't let my reporters on the Capitol grounds to be able to cover a woman who was killed by an illegal alien, and the illegal alien gets off. We go to a vigil, and they are attacking men, women, and children and pushing them and hitting them and not letting them get into the event. And the police stand there and look on while the left intimidate, and Antifa calls for killing cops, and cops are getting shot in the back. All this Weatherman-style tactic. And then they've got the nerve to have professors and leftist activists on CNN, MSNBC. We played clips of some of them earlier, saying Trump's a fascist, lay in front of the tanks if he has a military parade. When it was the communist Chinese coming in to the university that's right there, their biggest university in China, right off Tiananmen Square, it was the student groups wanting free speech, wanting to be like America, wanting to have free market, wanting to have religious freedom, and they got run over, they got killed, they got massacred once the sun went down. And we all know that. And the left is doing that on a micro level all over the country, everywhere. And they're doing it all over the country to our free speech. And then they sit up and say, we're going to block a military parade tanks, implying tanks are coming to kill them, when it's honoring the veterans that have fought and been wounded and died and their families that have given up so much. They're the ones, again, trying to keep us from going into the inauguration. They're the ones attacking families. They're the ones spitting on us. They're the ones hitting us. They're the ones attacking women and just dragging them off into mobs to be physically, you know, have seven or eight bones broken, and stopping rallies and stopping free speech and stopping Milo from speaking and stopping Ann Coulter and trying to stop me from speaking and trying to stop Mike Cernovich. They are flaming, out-of-control, evil authoritarians stopping free speech just like in Tiananmen Square and doing it with force and beating people up. We're showing some of the footage here. This is nothing compared to the footage. I mean, the bike locks and the women being dragged off and women being beaten over the head with Mexican flags and blood coming out of people's heads, all of it. We've seen it. And then they've got the nerve to say, we're the ones like Tiananmen Square. We're the ones who are going to face down tanks as if the tanks are coming to kill them and we have a parade. And then they're going to be the ones blocking other people's speech and then saying they're heroes like Tiananmen Square standing up for speech when the left are the ones calling for violence and carrying it out everywhere. They now have 50 people just by this one academic individual, Arne Mercado Connie, to carry this out. It's unbelievable. And the media is so distorted, they'll probably say that just like Tiananmen Square, they're in front of the tanks. When again, the Tiananmen Square, they were coming to crush the free speech. You're the ones getting in front of the free speech, blocking it. Because you can't stand to see people have public events you don't control. You are like the communist Chinese, and guess what? You're allied with them. And guess what the weathermen say? They say they wanted communist Chinese-style takeover in this country. They say they want that event. They say they want that to unfold. And again, we're just showing when they did block the tanks during the day. You can type into the search engine if you want to see the massacre at Tiananmen Square. Massacre footage, nighttime footage. Tanks just running over a bunch of people, shooting people, men, women, and children dead all over the place. And then some little effeminate thug with his little high-tech capitalist computer watch and his little sports jersey can sit there and direct everyone to be heroes like Tiananmen when he is the tanks at Tiananmen coming to crush the free speech. He is the tanks of Soros and the leftists coming to stop our military parade to honor our veterans. And the fact that we let scum like this do that is on us. And you can see it when they have the parade. The news will be heroes like Tiananmen when they're the leftist, they back the communist Chinese, they're banning free speech at the colleges everywhere. They are exactly what they say they're opposing. Another leftist dirtball. Telling us that they are out there standing up against authoritarianism when they are what they're supposedly opposing. It's sick, isn't it? How immoral and how distorted and how twisted and how upside down and how deceptive. But do you think this guy, however you pronounce his name, do you think he is even conscious enough or self-aware enough to know what a contradiction he is? Get him off the screen. I can't look at it anymore. He goes, we will be like the people. You know, since I played him so much, let's play his whole statement here. So you can actually hear it from his own disgusting mouth, how he wants to stop our free speech, and then he'll be like a hero, like the people at Tiananmen Square standing up for free speech and being killed.
This is becoming an authoritarian state, and we need a grassroots effort today. If you can see what I've been posting over the last few hours is that journalists, politicians, and anti-war movement groups are starting to build up the worrying, build up the story, build up the tension. We have to turn this into a three-day story. And what I want people to do is to commit, just like I will, that we would go to Washington, D.C. if such a crazy, insane act occurred, and we would lay down in front of the tanks, just like the heroes and the courageous students did in China in 1989. They need to hear our voices. This isn't clickbait for the media. This isn't something that the big shots do. This is something that you and I can do. Now, I've been watching some of the comments under my feed. Some people say, oh, I don't have the money to do it. Oh, I can't do this. How are we going to get there? Commit. Commit. I've never figured out how I'm going to get there, who I'm going to get there. It's out of what I believe in. And I do not believe that we live in a military authoritarian state to that level.
You guys are the ones going around trying to give everybody free speech and saying lock people up. You're the ones trying to get rid of the English language. You're the ones trying to destroy our sovereignty. Oh, commit and put your body down like a tank's going to run over you in America. So you can, like, live-action role-play your heroes. Instead of playing Dungeons & Dragons out in the field hitting each other with rubber swords, you'll show up and lisping soy boy and drink some soy and go lay down and get arrested and go, oh, fascism, fascism, because you're blocking somebody else's free speech. Nobody's taking your speech. You can go have your communist rallies all day. I've been there when you're beating up the women, when they're going after the children. I've been there when the left all over this country tries to block my speech. I've never seen conservatives do it or libertarians or patriots. You people are the threat. You're the authoritarians. You're the dirtbags with your failed socialist crap, with your sugar daddy, George Soros, a real Nazi collaborator. We show some footage. I'll be the women at Berkeley when they hit him and grab him. They drag the woman like into a mob of people and she just disappears. Poorly broke seven bones and just beat her and 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 beat her. She was just walking up to hear somebody speak. And I said, you heard her, Milo? He said, yeah. They went, rah! Just rah! Ride her into a big crowd. Rah! But see, those are the heroes. They're the heroes. They're the heroes. They beat up women and beat them over the head and punch them in the nose and everything else. They're the heroes fighting fascism. Bunch of meth head trash. We'll be back. T-Intel straight ahead.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad is it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So, guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Think about how smart Trump is, but think about how smart Matt Drudge is. I mean, Matt Drudge does all sorts of stuff I've learned behind the scenes, kind of matchmaking different things, different talk show hosts for different events. Different explosive ideas for the good. And it was Matt Drudge's idea to have a military parade. Haven't had one in 18 years. It'll trigger the leftist. And I know for a fact that's been pushed in the White House directly from Drudge. And now Trump's announcing it, and the left flips out and says, you're an authoritarian like North Korea. But then they say, don't criticize North Korea. It's not bad. If North Korea has a corrupt military, that doesn't make us bad. And we're taking back control of our country. The military under leftist control, they've been preparing them for gun confiscation. We knew about all that because the military would always give me the documents. They'd give them to the NRA and stuff 10, 15, 20 years ago, and people couldn't believe it. And the NRA did not want to be that political. They would just sit on it. But more and more, we would get the documents out of the Marine Corps, out of the Army. How do you think we knew how to be at all those places? Some of them secret operations. And the media would spin it, Jones hates the military. No, I hate globalists getting control of it, because that's how authoritarianism takes place. Tyranny will come to your door in a uniform. Free societies also have military and police, and they're always going to have problems because people have problems, and we're all failed, fallen people at one level. But if you let corruption take hold and you organize it over the people, it's called the T word, tyranny. And so I am so excited, because just like, hey, you shouldn't take a knee during the national anthem. That's disrespectful. Oh, it's my free speech, and great, people don't have to go to your football game. And that was a fight they had with the president. They lost. It's a fight they had with America. They lost. And so Trump knows America's under attack. He knows the family's under attack. He knows globalism is demoralizing us. So he has to invoke our nationalism to show how they want to completely get rid of the borders. Like Trump said, sure, we'll legalize the Dreamers. They can prove they're not criminals. And they went, no, no, fascists. We want totally open borders, no borders, and all peoples be able to come here. That was 2 weeks ago. And suddenly, folks, even in mainline polls go, well, Trump's being reasonable. You're not being reasonable. Also, when he came out and said that, he'd always said that during the campaign. The media misrepresented it. So when he said that, he went, oh, look, you're lying. You said deport all Mexicans. They're all evil. Really, show me the videotape. Show me the audio. It doesn't exist. It's a lie. So see, it discredits that lie, and it discredits the other lie that they're not being reasonable. That, of course, if you've been deported five times and been convicted of rape, you are going to be deported. We're not going to make you a dreamer. That's total common sense. But see, it's a cult. The globalists want to break our borders. That's why it's a crime in Germany or Sweden or other areas. I have stacks of news today where they rape people, they kill people, and the media is told, do not report it was a Muslim invader. Don't even report it was a migrant. First, call them refugees, then migrants, then don't call them Muslim, then don't say who they are at all. They fought for days to cover up that was an illegal alien deported two times before that killed that linebacker for the Colts over the weekend. We're fighting just for our ability to have speech and talk about what's going on. And so Trump invokes this to go, we're going to have a military parade to honor our veterans and the fallen and their families. Boy, you can't have that. We can have the illegal aliens march. We can have all the liberal marches. Nobody tries to stop those. But anybody else tries to march, here comes the left to beat you up. And the cops stand by, and if you raise a hand to fight back, you're arrested in blue cities as fast as you can snap your fingers. And the cops say, we're sorry, we've been ordered to stand down on video. That's how these cowards operate, 100-1 with police protection in blue cities. Can you imagine all of America being under this, where they can beat up and attack anybody they want? We've got leftist brutality beyond anything you see with bad apple cops. I've experienced, I've been punched and hit and spit on and attacked with coffee, and I'm a pretty big guy. I almost tell million and people, the reporters don't go out. They go, no, we're going out. Then they make TV shows where it's InfoWars is the name of the show. A reporter like Millie gets drug off and raped, and then the jury lets her go, lets them go, said she deserves to be raped. That's Law and Order last week. Their message is, we're going to hurt you, we're going to attack you, and we're going to let you go. These juries in these swamp cities, like D.C. and L.A. and San Francisco, we're going to let the aliens shoot women in the back, say they did it, and get away with it. We're going to have simulated rapes of women and hope that actually starts. She deserved to have be gang raped by a line of men, this InfoWars reporter. On the show, the name of the show is InfoWars. It's set in a fictional city like what happened in Charlottesville. It's in Millie Weaver, reporters saying the stuff InfoWars says, word for word. Even makes sense what she's saying. And she gets raped and thrown in a trash can, thrown in a dumpster with blood all over her. And the jury said, and so it's about wimps being able to come out and attack and have their day in Seattle, in San Francisco, in Austin, and know it's their day of cowardice, their day to bully, their day to attack, their day to be vicious, their day to hurt speech, their time to hurt, their time to simulate war. Coming up, I'm going to play prayer breakfast clips and a bunch of other amazing clips that I haven't even gotten to. They're over the top. Chris Cuomo and Jim Jordan battle over Democrat memo. We've got just so much, but just the left trying to kill our speech and attacking us everywhere and then saying they're like victims at Tiananmen Square when they're going to go try to block a veterans parade when they're the ones blocking free speech again. It's just too rich. It's a perfect inversion of reality. Upside down land. I've been calling it upside down land for 20 years. And they got these shows, you know, like the one on Netflix where it's upside down. People go, well, is that from Stranger Things? No, that's just everybody talks about upside down land. That's what the globalists are. It's an inverted dimension. That's what Satanism is. That's what a pentagram is. The pentagram is an upside down pentacle. A pentacle symbolizes humans. A head, two arms, and two legs. It's a powerful, powerful symbol. Inverting it. He's about it upside down and them siphoning the energy off of the inversion because it creates major dark energy, major destruction, major the universe is not in order. So these weak people go in and go, let me flip this upside down because they're so weak. Even though they only get a tiny bit of the evil power that's created by it, they still kind of go warming their hands to the fire of evil. Now, briefly, ladies and gentlemen, we have launched a new site, fortifiedsupply.com, and it's InfoWars site. They censored us off Google Ads and everything, so I thought, you know, let's create a site that we say is a sponsor, but it's really us. And I thought, you know, I'm not going to do that, even though it's true that it'd be a sponsor if it's our sub-company that helps fund the operation. It's InfoWars. Now, they want to try to censor that when I've got to run ads with it again. That's fine. It's a super fancy, high-tech shopping cart. And it's got the very best survival goods, the very best tactical stuff, the very best privacy and security, stockpile, air and water filters, bug out bags, and we're going to add always the best-selling supplements there. Every week we're going to have top sales there. Our super high-quality True Whey, absolutely concentrated high-quality, no preservatives, is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com only every once in a while. Right now it is at FortifiedSupply.com. Bodies, the water filtration systems from ProPure, AlexaPure, they're all there on our new shopping cart. Again, because they're always trying to shut us down, so we're setting up more systems. InfoWarsStore.com is excellent, high-tech, and great, but there's different styles of these things. So InfoWarsStore.com is one style with one array of Patriot points and free shipping on orders $50 or more, and 10% off when you sign up for auto ships. Got a lot of little cool, you know, high-end functions that work great, highest level security. Fortified Supply's got a lot of the other cool ways to shop and other little free goodies and things. And so whether it's Citizen Armor or Fortified Supply, Harvest Right, Pro Pure, Tennessee Arms, Kato Shortwave Radios, Alexa Pure, Combat One, Defender, and hundreds of other new items, we're going to have a lot of new gear next week being announced on the site. FortifiedSupply.com. And it really is a first-rate site. Looks great, navigates great, works great, and it's going to just be a whole new area that will have some crossover, about 10%. That will have a lot of items that aren't at InfoWarsStore.com there. So adventure is calling. Get the gear that helps you survive. And you know we've been added to the Google lawsuit over them blocking free speech and blocking ours, and we're behind the scenes involved in a lot of stuff. I told you lawsuits were coming. But we are obviously going to now take this site and have it refused if they do, and I've got to sue. We've already had Google ban us from their own shopping cart saying that I criticized Obama and that's racist, so they banned us from having a Google shopping cart, you know, 5 years ago. So we've already got a lot of lawsuits, and we have to stand up for everybody's free speech. But the biggest way you do is buying great products and funding the operation and Fortify Supply.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020.